insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran, by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Hello, dear brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, and welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran. And in this edition of the program, we'll have a look at the commentary points of Surah Al-Qasas, the 28th chapter of the Holy Quran. Brothers and sisters, as you were with us, we were discussing the contents of the 82nd verse. Let's listen to the verse once again, and we'll be back with our episode.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
وَأَصْبَحَ الَّذِينَ تَمَنَّوْا مَكَانَهُ بِالْأَمْسِ يَقُولُونَ وَيْكَأَنَّ اللَّهَ يَبْسُطُ الرِّزْقَ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ وَيَقْدِرُ لَوْلَا أَمَّنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَيْنَا لَخَسَفَ بِنَا وَيْكَأَنَّهُ لَا يُفْلِحُ الْكَافِرُونَ.
And those who had wished for his position the previous day began to say, "Oh, how Allah extends his provision to whom he wills of his servants and restricts it."
So, dear listeners, in this episode, we saw how important it is to use our wealth, to make our wealth beneficial. And Islam approves a wealth in which there is good unto all, and it contains the meaning of goodness and charity and khayr to others. Because the Holy Quran says, "And be good to others just as Allah has been good to you." And the learned men of the children of Israel, in the very beginning, when they saw the treasures of Qarun, they told him in the first place that this kind of wealth is not a negative thing, but you must use it in the way of creating a better abode for your hereafter by means of what Allah has given you. And they reminded him that this is not your money, this is what Allah has given you. But the ending of such a proud man, a pride that is originating from wealth, is this: that even the people who wanted to have these treasures yesterday, أَصْبَحَ الَّذِينَ تَمَنَّوا مَكَانَهُ بِالْأَمْسِ يَقُولُونَ وَيْكَأَنَّ اللَّهَ يَبْسُطُ الرِّزْقَ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ وَيَقْدِرُ. Those who yearned for his position the day before were saying, "Oh, Allah enlarges the sustenance for whomever he pleases of his servants, or restricts it." And they know that this happening from the Almighty Allah, the fact that the Almighty Allah has not accepted their supplication or answered their supplication, is goodness, is a favor, it is a grace, and they have to be thankful of it. لَوْلَا أَن مَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَيْنَا لَخَسَفَ بِنَا وَيْكَأَنَّهُ لَا يُفْلِحُ الْكَافِرُونَ. And had not Allah been gracious to us, he might have made the earth swallow us too. Oh, that the unbelievers do not prosper. So, Islam does not oppose wealth totally, but this kind of wealth, which is gathered in one place as and is not being given to the needy ones, This is totally opposed by Islam. And Islam admires a wealth in which this meaning is seen, this meaning of khair is seen. Because in the Holy Quran it is said, and so not forget your portion in this world. So we can say, as our final stance, that Islam seeks for a wealth which is not the cause of mischief on the earth. Forgetting the human values, being involved in the race of amassing wealth and multiplication of properties and children. Islam does not draw man toward this kind of amassing wealth. This kind of wealth, which is actually rendering self-admiration and humiliating others, this is opposed by Islam. And even this kind of wealth that we saw even was used opposing the divine prophets, as we saw in our stories mentioned regarding these last two verses. Let's have a break and we'll be back.
Hello.
So, brothers and sisters, as we saw and understood from the story of Qarun, wealth must be a means for the benefits of others, for filling the present economic gaps, for using as a remedy upon the worrying wounds of the deprived, upon being applied for removing the needs, removing the difficulties of the oppressed. This is how Islam suggests that wealth must be used. And being interested in such a wealth with such aims is not an attachment to the world, because it is an attachment to hereafter. The one who is having and using this kind of wealth is using it for the abode of hereafter. And it is said in the tradition that one of the companions of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam came to him and said as a grievance that they were after the world and they were interested in it. And they were afraid of becoming mammonist. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam know the purity and virtue of that man. He knew it in the first place. He said, what do you want to do with this wealth of the world? And that man answered, I want to supply the expenditure for myself, for my household, help my relatives, spend in the way of Allah, perform pilgrimage and lesser pilgrimage. And Imam Sadiq said, it is not to seek the world. This is to seek the hereafter. So here, the corruption of the belief of two groups is made manifest. A group of people who are apparently Muslims, but they are unaware of the teachings of Islam. And they introduce Islam as the supporter of the tyrant oppressors. And a group of self-interested enemies who want to show the feature of Islam wrongly and try to introduce it as a religion opposing wealth and adherent of poverty. A tradition from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam makes it clear. The needlessness that hinders you from injustice and violating others' right is better than the poverty that makes you commit sin. And the Islamic communities must try and do their best to become rich, to become needless from others, from non-Islamic nations specifically, and they must not devote their modesty, honor, and independence for depending on others. And they must know this, that they must be independent. Thank you, dear listeners, for staying with us in this episode. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets of this life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Until the next program, take care.
Things always worked for me.